We continue our series of interviews with universities and colleges about their plans for the fall semester during the coronavirus pandemic. This week, WBGO News intern Tyra Brooks checks in with Montclair State University.
Joining us on the WBGO Journal is Montclair State University's Vice President for Student Development and Campus Life, Dr. Karen Pennington. How are you, Dr. Pennington?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, I'm sure you've endured many highs and lows while working at the university for the past 22 years. Does anything compare to the current pandemic?
I don't think anything compares to the pandemic of what we've been going through. These, as all the commercials say, these are unprecedented times. And there really was no playbook for this one that any of us had. So it's been an interesting experience.
Well, I'm hoping you're doing well and that you're healthy. 2 months ago, President of Montclair State, Dr. Susan Cole, addressed the university about how COVID-19 has impacted you guys very early on. With the fall semester around the corner, what does the future look like for Montclair State?
Well, unfortunately, the future is still a little up in the air, and we really won't know until it gets here. Students are still trying to make decisions about what they want to do. Families are still uncertain about what's ahead for them. We are planning to be open, and hopefully the governor will put us in that stage where we can be fully operating in August, and we're going ahead and planning for that with, of course, all the safety precautions that need to be in place. We want our students back. We know they want to be back, and we want to be able to provide the education that they want in the way that they want it.
Everything is one day at a time now, right?
It really is. Every day is one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time, as we look at what's happening in the state and the world at large. Those conditions just change constantly, so we have to be flexible.
Will there be any housing arrangements for the students who choose to dorm in the fall?
Yes, we are planning for students to be living on campus in the fall. We have made adjustments to occupancy, so students mostly will be in single rooms unless they choose to live with roommates. Sometimes we have sisters or cousins or whatever who have been living together all along, so it wouldn't make any sense for them to be separate. But we will be housing students in safe conditions. We'll have all the regulations concerning sanitation, hand sanitizers, social distancing, all of those things in place.
Can you speak a little bit more on what the school is going to do to ensure the safety of the campus community? Montclair State is the second largest institution in New Jersey. So can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yes, we will have in place lots of signs. We will have lots of training for students, for student staff, for faculty, for administrative personnel, really just reinforcing everything that at this point I think most people already know, which is stay 6 feet apart, wear a mask, wash your hands, all of those kinds of things. We will take precautions with our food service. If we are able to open our dining areas, there will not be buffets available. We will use as much outside dining as we possibly can. So we will be following the standard protocols that have been put in place by the state in all of our areas, whether it's housing, dining, academic classrooms, hallways, just everywhere.
You guys have a lot of space to work with, so that's a good thing.
Yes. We're fortunate.
So my sister actually graduated from Montclair State in 2018. And she
Wonderful.
Says that, yes, and she says that the academic resources prepared her for the real world. What is the university planning to do for the fall when it comes to virtual or in-person academic support?
Well, we have about 5 different modes of academic instruction planned. So everything from being in person in the classroom or in a laboratory, if we're able to do that, to being online completely, and everything in between. So faculty have been asked to take a look at their courses and to decide how they can best operate those courses safely and still give the best instruction for students. We will also do all of our academic support either in person or virtually. We have taken a look at what other resources are available through software, and other online products and services for students. We want to make sure that every student who wants the education that we can provide will get that education in the best way possible. So again, people are going to have to be a little flexible. It's going to be different for everyone, but everyone working together will make this a good experience for our students.
Right, and that's what's most important, the students.
Absolutely.
How was their transition into online classes? And when it comes to technology, what is the school going to do to make that transition a little bit smoother?
Well, I think fortunately, just about every student had to do that in the spring, whether they were in high school or already in college. Everybody had to suddenly transition to an online experience. And for some students, that was a good experience. For others, not so good. We have been working with our faculty to make sure that it is a good experience for students, that those faculty who perhaps were not as familiar with online learning got some more support from our IT department to help them be better prepared to help students for that in the fall. For students, we're trying to do the same, to make sure that the academic support that they need, if they're unsure about how to access programs, if they're unsure about how to manage an asynchronous course, that we have people that can help them talk through the situation, walk them through scenarios. Their academic advisors are prepared. All of our coaches and academic mentors are prepared to help students do what they need to do to be successful in this experience. It's not an easy one, but people are prepared to help those who need the extra support.
You mentioned the students who had to make that transition in high school, so the incoming class of 2024. How will their orientation be?
Well, their orientation is also very different. As a matter of fact, I was online this morning with one of our orientation classes. So that is largely a virtual experience. There's also online components, which we've had for a number of years. It's just that the typical 1 or 2 day experience that students have, they're not able to have together. So we are looking at other ways of welcoming students, giving students the opportunity to meet some of their peers. There are other academic and social resources that we'll be utilizing on our opening day, which is August 24th, where we'll be gathering students together in large and small groups virtually to be able to meet some of their peers and begin to get acquainted. We'll have some programs for our commuter students particularly where they'll have kind of a big brother, little sister experience where they'll be able to work one-on-one with some students to help them transition virtually through this process.
If you were to predict the future, what would you say the college's largest challenge is going to be for the fall?
I think the largest challenge is going to be making sure that our students have the experience that they want and that we want them to have. Everybody has been working very, very hard, and we will continue to work to try to figure out ways to make that possible.
Thank you so much for being on the WBGO Journal.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Montclair State University's Vice President of Student Life, Dr. Karen Pennington, speaking with WBGO News intern Tyra Brooks.